Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Over the last few days, we've had the coldest weather of, it feels like, all time for the amount of people that are talking about it. But it did have really, really genuinely huge effects on flights in and out of the UK. Now, someone who is in the UK and was supposed to be on her way home is Jennifer Zamparelli. And she talks to me right now. Jennifer Zamparelli, how are you today?
I'm stuck in the UK.
It's
an absolute nightmare.
The worst possible situation.
I live here now, so thank you for taking over the show.
You're so welcome. It's a real pleasure. Thank you for giving me your job. I really appreciate it.
I can't believe what's happened. I mean, the thing about it was I had to come to the UK because we had a family funeral. So there was no way I wasn't coming over for Monday. But we left on Friday to the airport. We were there for 4 hours. The joy of seeing the breakfast crew in Terminal 2 as passing ships in the night, they were having an absolute ball. They're on their way to Seoul.
Were you giving them the finger?
I was giving them the finger, but then I thought, oh, I can do that. I can do a four-hour delay. That's no problem.
Yeah.
But I have a seven-year-old with me, and after 4 hours, 5 hours, then it was cancelled.
Oh, come on.
Couldn't get out on the Saturday. Came back to the airport on Sunday. More delays. 4 hour, 5 hour, finally got on the flight, made it to Bristol, but now I'm stuck here and I can't get back because the flights going back are an absolute nightmare. Got to the airport, Bristol Airport yesterday.
Oh,
the flight was so delayed, and now I have the two kids with me because Leo was in Bristol. So we're in Bristol Airport with the two kids. We're delayed 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours.
Oh,
at 12 o'clock, I found out the flight was cancelled. And do you know who told me?
Who?
My 8-year-old mother, who is in Dublin, who has the Flight Tracker app.
They love that Flight Tracker app.
They love it.
They're mad for it.
Absolutely mad for it. She was giving me the full, the communication between Myra Maguire and Grange Park and myself with the flights. If you're struggling in any airport, I'll give you the number at the end of this interview and just contact her. She knows flights that are coming in, that are landing, that are stuck on the plane, people stuck on the plane. She knows what's going down. So she told me the flight was cancelled because it was coming up cancelled in Dublin, Africa. And then we were going up going, can we get our bags? I mean,
yeah, what's the story with all the luggage and stuff? Because presumably you check bags at this stage and all that kind of crack. So what's going on with that?
Oh, it's a nightmare. You can't get them until they get an official announcement that the flight is cancelled. So they get the word that the flight is cancelled, then they release the bags. But we knew the flight was cancelled. At this stage, we got an email from Aer Lingus that it was cancelled. So everyone knew except for the people who had our bags.
Oh God,
we couldn't get the bags. Oh look, you know what it is, I mean this was all flights, Aer Lingus flights, EasyJet flights, Ryanair flights. We met a Welsh couple and they were delayed 4 hours and they were sitting on the plane and told to take the belt off them, get off the plane, they weren't going to Paris. So it's across the board. I mean, they just can't handle this weather.
I was reading about it yesterday and like there was 27 or something flights in and out of the UK cancelled yesterday. And there was just, it was chaos over the weekend. So you were supposed to be back here tomorrow and I was supposed to be booted out on my hole. But is that now, I'm in. Fantastic.
It's the Africa show. You're in now.
The plan's coming together. The plan is coming together. Fantastic.
I was saying to Graham on the phone there, I went for a bit of time off. Last year I got COVID. And this year I can't get back to Ireland.
You're
a
slacker.
It's a nightmare.
You're a slacker.
Listen, I have to tell you this about Bristol Airport, okay?
Yeah, come on.
I can flag them because they're not listening. So Bristol Airport closed everything at 7 p.m. You couldn't get a bottle of water. There's no WH Smith, no Starbucks. Everything closed. Shutters down.
Oh, God.
And they have a sign saying we do not tolerate anybody who's been rude, if they're drunk.
Oh, that's you out, so.
But the only place open was the bar. I was like, lads. That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Well, you're
a bloody Starbucks.
You're rude enough as it is. So, like,
exactly.
You get a few points in, and that's them finished. Can I ask you what might be a vulgar question? Is the ferry an option for you?
The ferry is a 4-hour drive from here,
mm-hmm.
and than a 3.5 hour ferry ride. But apparently, I have heard people doing that from London, going getting the train up to Holyhead. But it's just as bad there as well. So I wouldn't take the risk with two small kids. I just wouldn't take that risk.
You're like a modern Christmas story. You're just struggling. It's no room at the airport. It's no room on the flight for Jen. Just on the way home. How is everybody like coping? Because you obviously you family in the UK and stuff. So it's not an ideal situation, but you're okay. What about people who are like actually stuck in the airport? Is everybody like losing their minds?
The problem with the whole thing, if communication was better, I think people
is it really bad
respond better. Yeah. And this is across the board because people are they're left stranded.
Yeah.
And they're just told to get your way back into the city centre, book a hotel, and then get in touch with us and we'll reimburse you. Mm. But getting a taxi at airports now is a nightmare. And what it is, it's the later flights as well. So if you're flying in the morning, there's more of a chance of you getting out. But if you have a later flight, there's absolutely no chance.
Oh, people must be actually like there's actually nothing worse. It's the not knowing, as you say. And if people were able to know what was likely to happen to them, they might be able to handle it.
Or just tell us that the bloody flight is cancelled.
Yeah,
was in the airport with no bloody Starbucks or do anything. Can't even get a bottle of water.
Well, I'm going to leave you to have your your morning vodka.
Me.
Yeah. And best of luck with it. And the pass will be cancelled by the time you get back. And it's been a pleasure working with you. Thanks so much for the job.
Happy feckin' Christmas.
Happy feckin' Christmas to you.
Bye.
Bye. 2FM.